how it caught you such a long distance.
It's over yonder.
Oh, okay. I might say, oh no, don't do it that way. Do it this way. Okay. If I didn't hear someone, I might, what would you say if you didn't hear somebody and you wanted them to?
Just imagine.
No, if I didn't say something distinctly.
Oh.
And you didn't hear me.
I didn't understand you.
Okay. What do you call the center of a cherry? The hard thing in the center of a cherry.
Well, I always call it seed.
You know of anything else you can call it?
Yeah, I've heard of other things, but I can't remember.
Do you ever call it a pip?
Yeah.
But most likely you call it
seed.
And the inside of a peach?
It's peach seed.
Okay. Is there a special name for a peach that separates easily from the seed?
That's a clear stone.
And one that doesn't?
Plum seed.
What's the center of an apple?
Core.
Alright, what is a word for the imaginative fruit? It's kind of like a nut. It grows in the south, and you can make a kind of blank butter out of it. You might say a blank butter and jelly sandwich.
Peanut.
Okay. What other kind of nuts grow underground that you can think of? Anything?
Well, not that we grow in the sand.
Okay. There's another kind of nut that grows on trees, and it's not a pecan. It's black. It's a black nut. The outside of the nut's black, and it's round.
Walnut.
Okay. What do you call the hard covering of this?
Shell.
And if it had a soft covering, like a peanut has, what would you call it?
Hull.
Okay, is that usually the difference between a shell and a hull, whether it's soft or hard?